This is KEZU. I'm David Wittrock. Stanford marine biologist Barbara Block won a Rolex Award for Enterprise, one of only five in the world this year. It honors those who take on major challenges. As KEZU's Krista Almanzon reports, Block's challenge is getting you to connect with the ocean.
Dr. Barbara Block's office at Stanford's Hopkins Marine Station in Pacific Grove is just steps from the ocean. Her view is hard to beat.
It's like being on a boat. I can see a humpback blow, a gray whale come by. Occasionally we'll see lots of dolphins in the bay. But most importantly, we can also see animals as diverse as sharks and the splashes of the salmon. And it's just an incredible place.
While she can easily identify the blow of a humpback or splash of a salmon, that's not what most people see.
Over the last year, what I realized is the hardest part of protecting the open sea, the blue water, the place that most people don't get to in their lifetime, is this lack of personal connection.
So Block is trying to change that with her latest project, the Blue Serengeti Initiative. She and her team are creating Wi-Fi hotspots in the ocean for real-time monitoring of marine predators like sharks, tunas, and turtles. They'll use buoys and roving wave gliders that can detect when a tagged animal is nearby. All are in an area off the west coast called the California Current. It runs from the U.S.-Canada border in the north to the south past the tip of Baja California.
Here off America's most populous coastline is one of the most remarkable ecosystems on Earth, the California Current, that to this day has albatross, leatherbacks, bluefin tuna, white sharks, blue whales, orcas, you name it, they're here.
While the real-time monitoring will provide valuable information to marine researchers, Block is trying to reach a different audience. Her team is developing an iPhone and iPad app where anyone can track these predators.
There are kind of two views into the app.
In a conference room at Hopkins, Dr. Randy Kochever opens the soon-to-be-released SharkNet app on his iPad. Kochever is a marine biologist in Block's lab.
One of them is sort of a large map overview that shows you the various places along the central coast where we have listening stations, where we're actively listening for white sharks.
The map on Kochever's iPad shows icons for several white sharks currently within range of a buoy. Kochever clicks on one. Up pops a 3D image of a shark they call Tom Johnson.
Tom Johnson is one of the sharks that we've tagged and been observing for many years here in Northern California. This 3D model actually shows you all of the markings and the scars and so on that are on his body.
Right now, the app focuses exclusively on connecting users with white sharks in specific areas of the California Current, including Tomales Bay, the Farallones, and Año Nuevo.
And they'll get a push notification just like you would if you got a text message from your friend. So this gives us a way of allowing people to make a more personal connection with these animals and hopefully to learn more about them.
Creating a personal connection with the ocean lays the groundwork for the ultimate goal of the Blue Serengeti Initiative. That's getting the California Current named a United Nations World Heritage Site. It's a level of international protection.
The reason we have to take this approach is that throughout the world's oceans, large predators have been fished to the point of population-level extinctions in many places. And what we've got to do now is actually recognize the places that are unique, that are intact, and protect them before it's too late.
Seeking the World Heritage Site designation is more of a political process than scientific one. So it will take getting the public interested in protecting the deep blue sea to get the right policymakers involved. Krista Almanzon, KAZU News.